attacks in the morning, just panicking about what was going to happen that day. Not because something bad was going to happen, but because I just didn't think I could cope. And I've always been able to cope, and I did cope that day, and I would cope the next day. But in the morning, early hours, I'd be lying in bed just worrying about it, worrying about, I don't know, hanging the washing out, you know, the things, just the normal things you have to do every day, which I see now that I'm feeling a lot better, are things I can just do. Yes, you just go and do them. So Andrew then, that's my husband, he said to me about that you've got a lot on your plate at the moment, because my dad was very ill at that time. And that was when I kind of put it together that yes, in a way I was grieving, but that actually this was more than just general worry. And then I started to understand a lot of feelings I'd had in the past, and looking into symptoms of anxiety and what other people said about anxiety made me think I'd been suffering levels of this in the past and just thinking it was ordinary. So what was very good was that I was then able to understand what mental illness meant, and this was an illness. It wasn't me not coping with everyday life. It wasn't me being rubbish. This is a real, this is my mental health, and my mental health is not very well right now. So that was good to have a real world, like, yes, I'm ill, not just I'm not coping or something like that.
So what do you think helped you to make that discovery? Was it just Andrew suggesting that?
Well, no, Andrew suggesting the grief thing really helped. Mm-hmm. That was that. But then from that point on, it was constant, and I think it was that constantness and then not having a pinpoint to say this is what I'm worrying about, having nothing. And I know very, very well, and I was getting very upset, that I have a great life. You know, I have a lovely house, I have a great family, I have lovely children, I have everything I need, I have food, I do have a good job, and I'm not super busy. Lots of things are, you know, I could look at it and say this is a great life. There are other people who would love to have this life, and yet I'm feeling really rubbish about it, and I've got nothing to worry about. And it's very difficult to quantify that when you can look at every external influence and say, well, there's no problem with that, and yet I still feel dreadful.